took a trip to paradise.
And you were going to be in Hawaii for a month.
Yes.
But returned to a nightmare.
You found that the house was in total disarray. There were some items that were broken. He broke up. He never paid you back the $700.
But I didn't think he was going to go this far.
She didn't give me anything. I surely did not receive any cash from her.
She gave you no money?
No.
How dare he?
Shh, shh.
I'm sorry.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Zanetta Burghardt is suing her ex-boyfriend, Angelo Gent, for a loan for travel expenses, the cost of food and utilities, and for damages to her home.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 384 on the calendar, the matter of Burghardt versus Gant.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Who is this young man?
That's Walter Burghardt. That's my son.
Good. You want to stand up next to your mom? Because some of this lawsuit also involves you.
All right.
Mr. Gant was a boyfriend of yours. You didn't live together, according to what I read. You had a home, and you lived there with your son. I assume it's this son.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. At the time of this incident, you were 17 years old?
Yes.
And going to high school?
Yes.
You had occasion, Ms. Burghardt, to be traveling to Hawaii.
Yes.
And you were going to be in Hawaii for a month.
Yes.
For what?
Visiting my oldest daughter and family, grandchildren, son-in-law.
Mr. Gant has two children.
Yes.
Two boys. According to you, Mr. Gant was having his children visit with him, and he was living with a relative.
Yes.
And it was tight quarters. So you said, why don't you bring the boys to my house so that you're not cramped? And he did that, and he stayed in your home for the month that you were in Hawaii.
Yes.
Prior to your leaving Hawaii, it is your claim that you made a loan to him in the amount of $700 in order to cover the traveling expenses to bring his boys to where you lived. Where do you live?
California City.
And where did the boys live?
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Okay. And that was a loan?
Yes.
And you say when you came back from your trip, you found that the house was in total disarray. There were some items that were broken. You broke up. He never paid you back the $700. And you want him to also be responsible for, I don't know, the food that he ate, the utilities, and whatever.
Yes.
Nonsense that is. Mr. Gant says that that's not really what happened. What happened was you had a 17-year-old son. You said, why don't you come and house it and spend the month that I'm away, that you're visiting with your boys in my house, that there was no damage done to the house, and that the $700...
How dare he?
Shh, shh.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Notice how quiet he is?
I'm sorry.
And that the $700 that you did, in fact, give him was just that. It was a gift, and there was never any discussion of repayment of that $700. That's his position. Now, I want you to tell me your version of first how the $700 came about.
Okay, in May, Mr. Gant spoke on that he wanted his children to come and visit with him. He also called me or texted me on June 3rd after he got his paycheck and said his paycheck was a joke and I will need you to loan me the money to help with the airline ticket to bring my boys here.
Did you have that text?
No, I don't have the text. I got rid of all my texts. I don't have the text. No,
why
I don't.
Why did you do that?
Because I didn't think he was going to go this far. I thought he was going to be the man of his word and give me back the money.
Keep going.
And so I gave him a $100 bill. That was for the airline ticket. And he promised to pay me back.
Where did you get the $100 from?
Well, I was going on vacation, so I had cash.
When were you leaving?
June 19th.
Did she give you $100?
I'm sorry, I left June
21st. She did not.
What did she give you?
She didn't give me anything.
She gave you no money?
No.
I'm sorry, were we sworn in to tell the truth?
I don't want you to answer.
I'm sorry.
Speak. To thank me, she even helped me with the traveling costs for my sons. That's what you wrote. How did she help you?
She helped me by transporting me to the airport to retrieve my sons.
No, that's a lie, because that's not what this is. You said to thank me, she helped me with the traveling costs for my sons, not that she took me to the airport. That's what you swore to.
She helped me with the traveling cost in regards to the gas money and the transportation to retrieve them, not the airline fees.
How much did she give you?
I didn't... actually get cash from her, but the cost of the gas, it may have been about $100. Yes, ma'am. I don't know, really. But I surely did not receive any cash from her.
All I need for you to show me is where you took money out of a bank so that you had a bulk of cash to go away both on your vacation and to give him money.
Okay. I don't have any evidence that I took a bulk because the cash was in my drawer, in an envelope. He knew that when he asked for the $100 for the airline ticket. We were on our way to Los Angeles. My sister's witness here to state that it was, I have, my car has a Bluetooth in it. So when he called me, she was in the car with us while we were driving to LA, and it was a loan of $100. I told him where my stash was to get the money for, that's why I don't have it, because I already had, because I'm going on vacation, so I had cash money.
Okay. All right. Let's go. What else do you want?
I want him to pay for the food that him and his, the damages that he did to my carpet in my house. I want him to pay. I have Las Vegas where he bought drinks. I went to Walmart and bought some things because we had like an overnight stay when we were taking the boys back. So we had to stay over.
Tell her why he had to stay.
We had to stay over because their flight was delayed. So the kids couldn't go off that day. They had to go off the next day. And so I have my bank card. Well, I used my bank card that day to pay, went to Las Vegas. I went to Walmart, went to 99 cent store. Walmart again, we ate at a buffet, plus with the $100 for the gas. And he used up all my food. I had refrigerators full of food. He used up my food. I had to go.
Okay, now I want you to sit down for a minute.
Okay.
You sit down, because you're a little agitated, and I'm not getting a story that I find cohesive story. Sit. What's your first name?
Walter.
Walter, Mr. Gant was at your house for how long?
About a month.
How old are his children?
The oldest was 13 and the youngest was 11.
Did you get along with them?
Kind of.
Did Mr. Gant do most of the cooking?
Yes, he did.
Did he ever take his boys out for dinner?
Not that I know of.
So is what you're telling me that he cooked at home every night?
Yes.
For 1 month?
Yes.
Did he feed you?
He did.
Did he prepare fresh meals every night for his sons?
Yes.
So he had to go grocery shopping?
We didn't go grocery shopping.
He had to go grocery shopping. He, not you.
Oh.
He had to go grocery shopping. Put your hand down.
Didn't
so he, shop. I'm going to dismiss your case probably anyway.
Sorry.
It's going to be very easy for me to do it. So he had to go grocery shopping for his sons, for himself, and if you ate with them, for you as well, when he cooked, because you said he cooked home every night. Isn't that what you just told me before?
Yes.
Right? Okay. As far as you know, did your mother leave any money for your food for the month?
No.
If Mr. Gant didn't feed you, what were you going to do?
Find something in there and cook it myself.
Find something where?
In the house that my mom had left food for all of us.
Where for a month did she leave food for all of you?
We had a house refrigerator and freezer full of food. There was a garage and we had a refrigerator and freezer out there full of food. And then like a small little refrigerator also filled with food.
Did you see where Mr. Gant got the food from that he was preparing?
From our refrigerator.
Is that right, Mr. Gant?
No. No, ma'am.
Where did you get the food from?
When I prepared meals at the house, at Ms. Burkhart's house, I used food from her refrigerator. And when I prepared meals at my own house for all of us, including Walter, I used the food from my house.
How often would you say you prepared your food at your house?
Very often, because I cook.
How many times a week?
Four or more.
Okay. Now, I would like you to describe, Walter, what damage, very carefully, what damage you saw either Mr. Gant or his two boys do to your house.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We had a futon that we had bought, and I noticed that it was indented of someone sitting there for a long period of time.
A futon?
Yes.
An indented futon?
Yes.
And later today...
It was not visible?
It was visible because you saw it.
They had to point it out to me for me to see it.
Well, then it's visible.
Because Jacob at the time had said, I did not scratch the car.
Of course he's not going to tell you scratch the car.
You know.
Zanetta Burkhart says ex-boyfriend Angelo Gant owes for a loan for travel expenses, the cost of food and utilities, and for damages to her home.
Now, what damage did you see caused by either Mr. Gant or his two children?
I saw that the carpet was dirty because we had just a month before she left for a trip, we had cleaned the carpet, and that was damaged when she came back.
Carpet where?
In our living room.
In the living room?
Yes.
Did you see how it got soiled?
I did not see it, but it was not dirty when she left.
Well,
and for that whole month.
Tell me what you saw.
I saw dirt marks all over the...
Dirt marks of what? Dirt marks of food, dirt marks of shoes, dirt marks of mud, dirt... What kind of dirt marks?
Shoes.
Shoes?
Yes.
Right before your mom left, you said you had cleaned the carpet, so the carpet was clean.
Yes, we had it professionally cleaned.
Has the carpet been re-cleaned now?
Yes, it has.
And how does it look?
It looks a lot better than before his
Great.
Kids came in.
How much was it to clean the carpet?
$45.
What else?
We had a futon that we had bought, and so on into the month, I noticed that it was indented of someone sitting there for a long period of time.
A futon?
Yes.
An indented futon?
Yes.
What else?
They were filthy. They left the bathrooms dirty, hair all over the place, hair all in the
bathtub.
That's
cleaning.
Oh, okay.
Okay, fine. You can stand up now. Anything else you want to tell me, Mr. Gant?
Your Honor, I agreed to stay at Mrs. Burkhardt's house, and I did it because we were casually dating, and it was a favor, and it was just a nice thing to do.
It was mutually convenient.
Yes, absolutely.
Not to leave a 17-year-old alone, and you had a place to go with your two sons. Fine. She got to clean the carpet, $45. What else?
My grocery bill.
$45. Judgment for the plaintiff. Out.
Judge, this is my grocery list that I had to go buy groceries. He ate up all my food.
Where's our excuse? You may step out.
When I wanted to end the relationship, it all went bad on her behalf.
He used me.
I'm not a user. I was doing a favor.
He is a dirty bum.
I was a prize for her to show off.
Anybody see this kid, this person out here, don't go with him. Don't even go his way.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Stanley versus Ferris. Step forward.
Amy Stanley is suing her neighbor, Monica Ferris, for the cost to fix her car. Amy claims Monica's 6-year-old son scratched the vehicle with his bike.
Miss Stanley, it is your claim that this little boy over here, while he was riding his bike, scratched your car.
Yes.
Who saw that? You did not.
No, my boyfriend did and my daughter.
Okay, let's start with you. Your last name is?
Ron Smith.
Mr. Smith, on what date did this incident happen with your girlfriend's car?
I'm going to say 8:26. It is 8:26.
Well, she showed you. You didn't know what it was.
It was 8:27.
Just a sec.
Okay.
Listen to me. There's a method to my madness. Close that. Do you remember, as we are standing here today, without pointing to anything, on what date this happened?
The exact date, no, ma'am.
Good. Then, Miss Stanley, do you remember when it happened?
August 27th.
Do you remember what time you observed this incident, Mr. Smith?
I want to say...
I don't want you to say what I want to say.
3
I want
o'clock.
You to...
3 o'clock, because she was out of school. She was already out of school.
Approximately 3 p.m. Tell me what you observed.
All right, I was in the car actually working on a stereo. Turned around, and as I was laying in the trunk, the seat folds down so you can get in the truck from inside the car. As I sat down on that part and I laid up, I heard her saying, "No, Jacob, no." I flipped over to my stomach, which I got a picture, I could see right out the trunk of the car to her truck. And as I turned over, I heard a thunk. The handlebar, the grips were slid up, so there was about that much of the handlebar showing.
The metal part of the handlebar.
Yes, ma'am. And as soon as I heard that hit the truck, I knew there was some damage.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Don't say I'm not paying for something that my son told me that he didn't do. Be ridiculous. You think that these two people are lying? You think that these two people are lying? You're ridiculous.
Amy Stanley says neighbor 6-year-old Jacob Heelan scratched her car with his bike.
Okay, keep going.
I got out of the car. Jacob and his younger sister Malia were at my house. I told them to go get their mother. And within 5 minutes, the mother showed up.
Okay.
The mother and the father, boyfriend.
Okay. Tell me what your name is.
Haley.
Haley, would you tell me what you saw?
You want me to start where my dad was in the trunk, where he started from?
No, I just want you to tell me what you saw with regard to your mom's truck.
When Jacob went in, right where the trash can was on the side of the house, I told him he couldn't be back there with the bike. And then I saw the bike go to the car, and then it moved forward, and then Jacob grabbed the handlebar things.
You mean he didn't have his hands on the handlebars before? What was he driving, without his hand on the handlebars?
No, I think he stopped and then it
fell over.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I see a picture of the scratches on your car?
And I can show you where I told them three times in that day to leave the bikes. There's a picture in there of how the cars were parked. And I told them, because the one blue car is less than a month old with less than 1,000 miles on it. I didn't want them anywhere.
I don't hear a word you're saying. I'm just trying to look for the scratch on the car, which I see. Okay. So it's a little scratch on your car. Okay. I'll hear you.
I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what happened.
Right. But you have two people, two neighbors, who told you what happened.
Right. On that day, my mother told Jacob he could go over there and play with my daughter.
I don't care.
So they came and got me, said there was a scratch. So I said, okay, I'll go over there. So I went over there, and I seen a scratch that was this big.
Yeah, it's a tiny scratch.
It was not visible. I had to ask them.
It was visible because you saw it.
They had to point it out to me for me to see it.
Well, then it's visible.
Because Jacob at the time had said, I did not scratch the car.
Of course he's not going to tell you scratch the car.
You know, I was like, okay, you know, and I went back home.
And?
And I'm not going to, you know, she said she was going to go find an estimate. And I said, well, do whatever you want to do. That's fine. So a week later, she comes over with a $600 estimate. And I told her, I'm not paying $600 for a scratch. I don't know that he did.
He did. He did it. I don't know whether it's worth $600, but he did it. What year car is this?
2007.
The scratch
there. Adam, Mike, I'm speaking. What you're supposed to say is, I'm sorry if my son scratched your car. I'll be more than happy to pay a reasonable amount to have it painted and buffed.
But I'm not paying for a scratch. They're saying the scratch went across the door in the corner panel.
No,
that's
it
not
didn't.
The scratch
I saw
seen,
it. It's not
I'm
a big
not
scratch.
$600 for a scratch that he didn't make.
And I'm telling you, he scratched her car. And what you're supposed to say is you're supposed to start to teach your children. How many of them do you have?
Three.
You're supposed to teach them responsibility by example. He may be too young to understand it now, but that's what you're supposed to do as a parent, to teach them morality by responsible behavior, by doing the right thing. Then they know that their parents are moral people. There's a right thing and a wrong thing, and you make excuses or you do the right thing. And that's what your children are going to learn from you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsor.
Now, you may say, if you say to me, look, they're blowing it all out of proportion. It's a small scratch, and it's not a big scratch, and it's not worth $600. You get a little paint, you buff it up, you take it in. If you don't want to do it, you let somebody else buff it up. We are not talking about a car that's 6 months old. You're talking about a car that's almost 6 years old, and you're neighbors of each other. But you don't say, I'm not paying for something that my son told me that he didn't do. Be ridiculous. You think that these two people are lying? Put your hand down. You think that these two people are lying? You're ridiculous.
They may be.
So I'm telling you, well, teach your children by setting a moral example. If you don't, you're going to be in court with them all the time. I can't even ask him a question. He's a baby. He didn't mean to do anything wrong. It would be no different if he took a ball and tossed it into a window at his age. He didn't mean to do it, but somebody's got to pay for it.
Not them. $100. You know, that's
you're not understanding me. I don't know what you're not understanding. We're not arguing over the amount. We're arguing over your statement, my son says he didn't do it. And you have an adult and an older child who said, I saw him.
Right, and their stories to me have changed three different times, so I don't believe anything they say.
Okay, okie dokie, so. Everything's a mother. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $250. Good for you.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He changed our number style. Our logo was too small. Our girls couldn't wear that out on the field.
A softball mom cries foul.
You know, they say an inch doesn't make a difference. In this case, an inch made a difference.
Judge Judy.
I didn't want to just hand over money for something that I didn't know whether my son had done, you know, damage.
He did do the damage. He wouldn't even come in the driveway when it happened.
He don't go over there much. My 10-year-old son does, but not my younger son.
They don't talk too much anymore. It's sad because they were friends.
It's just an accident. I feel like it's blown way out of proportion and just ridiculous.